So, you're a vapist?
No, I'm not a rapist.
No, I didn't. No, I didn't say that. I said vapist.
That sounds like you're trying to say rapist, but you can't quite say it properly.
No. Vapist is what people are when they vape. So if you're on with the trend, you're exhaling the clouds of smoke everywhere. You're a vapist. If you've got a vape pen, you're a vapist.
Is that like them jewel things?
Yeah, you've seen them. They look like Doctor Who's sonic screwdriver.
Oh yeah.
But they're not nearly as cool, and they give you cancer.
Hello and welcome to the Ramble Report yet again.
Episode 4.
Wow, 4 already.
This one is about vaping culture, and just vaping, I guess, and our 2 cents on the issue. Or it's not really an issue, I guess, unless you want to make it one. But what do you think, first of all?
I feel like it's with all new discoveries and technology and everything like that, there's a lot of research that needs to be done before people should be adopting it as kind of a replacement for another problem. Because then you're just replacing one problem with another problem.
I think if you're replacing it, if you're replacing cigarettes for vaping because you want some kind of nicotine, there's no real good way to get nicotine.
Well, no, there's nicotine gum. That serves a lot of people.
But I think it's also the sensation of having something to smoke people like. Like, it's the feeling of the heat in the lungs, having something to hold in the hand. Just seeing the smoke in the room might be somewhat nostalgic.
Okay, I'm getting on board with that. But I think that you draw a problem when you kind of glamorise it and like all of the flavours and stuff. It's very much, it looks like it's being marketed to children in the sense that you've got these fun flavours. And it's just, it doesn't strike me as kind of a mature product. And I can see why there are problems with underage kids vaping.
Yeah.
Especially when the oils and stuff contain nicotine. So like who's never smoked before. Start smoking nicotine, they're more likely to pick it up again.
Pink mist here, yeah. So that's, yeah, like you said, that sounds like something a kid would have, pink mist. Thing is though, like the packaging on this particular one doesn't look too appealing, but that's just the actual vape. This is just the vape tinctures. But the stuff they come in, packaging,
the boxes.
It's absolutely, yeah, it always looks pretty cool.
In the marketing material in the vape shops.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the vape shop itself is always like a kind of a trendy guy there.
Yeah.
Usually hipster. It's quite a hipster thing, isn't it?
I think so. Although I think it's becoming more mainstream now.
Yeah, but I mean the actual shops themselves are usually run by hipsters.
Oh yeah, absolutely, 100%.
And you always go in as that little sitting around in this really smoky room.
Well, no, it's steamy.
Oh yes, because it was just steamy.
It's steamy room.
It's kind of both though, when you feel it. It's like a mixture of not quite smoke, it's just vapor, but. It's still a bit smoky because there's combustion involved somewhere.
It's definitely an odd sensation. It's an odd ambience in the room.
Yeah, the smell as well is obviously really pungent, but I don't. It's better than smoke smell, obviously. Like
it definitely smells better than smoke, but
smoke.
I think that's part of the problem. It kind of makes it seem like this fun, harmless thing, because it's like, oh, this smoke smells of candy floss, how nice, how novel.
How safe,
yes, exactly. And recently there's been reported cases in America of this unknown lung disease. And the only thing all 94 or so people had in common was they all vaped. And I do understand that there is a problem with, you shouldn't be taking anything into your lungs, really, let's be fair, apart from oxygen.
Yeah, that's what I've always been saying, even like cannabis, even though they say cannabis is like there's a lot of like natural and healthy attributes to it, and that could really benefit you in a medical situation with like the CBD oil. That's just the oil though. Smoking is a different thing because you're still combusting smoke in your. You're causing a combustion and you're taking that smoke into your lungs.
The thing is, your body is designed to process chemicals that come through it. That's what your kidneys and your liver and your stomach are for. It's designed for that kind of system, whereas your lungs are not designed to handle toxins, they're designed to handle oxygen.
So when you keep doing that, you get a good problem.
Well, it's like even something as ubiquitous as water kind of really affects your lungs because you're going to drown. And if you think about it, you're effectively taking a liquid into your lungs with the vaping because it is just steam and oil. I mean, do you want this cherry flavour LQD in your lungs?
So from what we're gathering, then you're against it. Are you against it, or you're just wary of it?
I'm wary of it because I think any kind of It's the same difference between, you know, a drug and a legal high. A legal high is infinitely more dangerous because there's been no research behind it. I'd rather something researched and given a list of pros and cons and say, right, if you do this thing, these are the bad things. And it's like, yes, okay, fine, I accept that.
You said it earlier, didn't you? The devil you know.
Better the devil you know, yeah, because then you are making an educated... You're not being sold a false promise on the fact that cigarettes might harm you, because you know they will. And if people want to make the choice to do that, that is their prerogative. However, if people are vaping as a safe alternative to smoking,
mm-hmm.
we don't fully understand vaping because there just hasn't been the level of science and research behind it.
Yeah, so based on that point, if people are doing it, like we said, to just bring it back to where we started, if people are doing this to replace one thing with another, you're probably not doing it for the right reasons. But to kind of like build on that, I don't particularly care what people do in general in my life.
No.
Like, I'm quite liberal when it comes to people taking drugs or smoking or anything. I don't really care. But like, if it ever started to affect me,
yeah.
Like, say if you or someone I knew was smoking, like, say we're out on a night out,
mm-hmm.
and we're in someone's house party and everyone was vaping.
Yeah.
And then it came out like the next day, like, vaping is super toxic, causes cancer and
yeah.
shit. That'd really annoy me, because I'd be like, damn, I wish I'd have heard that sooner, because now I've spent so much
yeah.
time in these rooms getting secondhand smoke. Whereas with actual cigarettes, I know to avoid these places.
Yeah.
Because if I see a load of people smoking in a room, I'm not going to go in there.
No, exactly.
I'm not getting secondhand smoke. So I try to avoid vape places as well, just because I don't know what's in them. Like, there's all, and the chances are it's going to be bad.
Oh, there's a load of chemicals in them.
But yeah, I've been...
Have a look at this again. Ingredients. Some glycol, glycerin, nicotine, obviously. Blackcurrant flavourings, but they don't say actually what's in that.
Yeah.
Sweet flavourings. Again, you have no idea what that is.
And you kind of know that oils are harmful, because it's saying here that call it, like, do not eat this product. So if it's telling me not to eat it, why should I smoke it? Because you're still ingesting it into your body. Why is it?
I don't know. I mean, I want to try and make a counterpoint on that. Like, there are certain things in life that you can do, but you can also not eat. I don't know. But yeah, I know what you mean. If you are putting it in your body and you said you can't eat it, like, if you saw that liquid there, I'd be like, why can't I put it in some water and have it as a juice?
Because
mm-hmm. obviously, I'm guessing it'll make you sick. But, yeah, it's a viscous chemical, isn't it? If you don't want...
I mean,
put it, nobody was, isn't it?
To put it in context, I don't think... Like, people chew tobacco, people eat tobacco. I mean, I wouldn't recommend it to anyone because it tastes awful.
You feel very sick.
And you feel ill, but it doesn't necessarily imply that it's unsafe to do so. Whereas this kind of gives a warning. It says explicitly, do not eat.
Yeah.
Which kind of worries me.
I mean, the people who make these must know what's in them. And the people who make them must know the effects they have on the body. Because these aren't just random people in, like, alchemy shops putting potions together, like in the olden days, and going, oh, I wonder what's going to happen now. Let's make some snake oil.
It's an industrialised process.
These are scientists
yeah.
who know what they're doing. These are, like,
well,
chemical engineers.
You say that a lot of people actually make their own oils as well, which is a whole other problem.
This is like a crystal meth thing going on. People
is,
have, like,
yeah.
meth labs, but they don't need them anymore. They have vape labs.
Because they've got their own home brews.
That's so fucky.
Because they just mix flavours, or they kind of extract the oils from other things and just put it in and smoke it and just... Which, again, why would you do that?
Go on.
There's not a lot of regulation around it at the minute. Like, you can get these at any corner shop or any convenience store, because they're there. And
these people are happy to supply them because it's just another commodity.
Yeah.
They don't really care what's in it, because people
no.
who sell it, most of the people who sell it in the shops obviously do it themselves, but corner shops and supermarkets, I mean, they don't give a crap.
No, and it's so cheap as well. It's so accessible.
Yeah, also, like, the cheapest vape pen you can get is, what, 10 quid or something?
Something like that, yeah.
Maybe under that. And then you get, obviously, the different levels of... That's what's another thing. Like, you get different qualities and different, like, brands of oil and vape liquids.
Yeah.
And does that imply that the cheaper one is worse for you? Or does it just taste worse? Because there are really expensive ones as well.
I think it's just the implied thing. So, like, you would assume that the more expensive one has better quality control mechanisms in place, and you can rely more on it as a reputable brand.
So then again, when you say brand, you could just be paying for the brand, couldn't you?
Yeah, I mean, it's that's what you're hoping for, at least, I would say, with the more expensive ones.
Mm.
But I don't know if that indicates quality. Where I don't think people should cheap out is the vapes themselves, because obviously if you buy, it's an electronic device at the end of the day. You don't want a device with a cheap battery in it.
Oh, they'll explode like it.
Because they
people.
Explode, and there's been a couple of cases where the batteries have exploded. Which, you know, if you've got something next to your face, you don't want that to happen. So,
can you imagine just sitting there in the car one day, and you just hear an almighty bang? But it's not your car, it's another car beside you.
Yeah.
All you see is like something resembling like a suicide shotgun scene. And it's just
yeah.
a guy with his hand out of a vape, at the end of it blown off all black and smoky. That's
yeah,
scary as fuck. I don't want to vape for those reasons alone.
No, I mean, it might be, it's probably in like a fringe concern, but obviously with, you know, the whole, I mean, it's going back a few years now, but the whole Samsung Note 7 or whatever, that's a big, worldwide, largest phone company in the world. If they can have exploding batteries,
oh boy.
Why shouldn't a vape pen bought down the street have an exploding battery in it, you know? Bad batteries can, you know, they can come at any point.
And these people, they've got like, you know, first degree burns and all kinds of shit happening to them.
Oh yeah.
It's not just the explosion of the vape as well. I imagine the liquid probably got in there as well, in the face, superheated and stuff. Ooh.
The other concern, of course, is the fact that the liquids contain nicotine. So it could actually have the reverse effect intended. Like someone who'd never smoked before starts vaping and then decides that, you know what, I want a cigarette.
Yeah.
Well, you could see it happening. But I don't think there's any clear answer as to what should be done about it. Because, you know, I think it just needs more regulation.
Just more study, more regulation, just tell us what's in it, what the harmful effects
yeah,
it has.
Transparency of the chemicals and ingredients.
In the next 5 years, we're going to get labels on these, saying what they do.
Yeah.
Because they're not going to ban them, I don't think. They haven't banned cigarettes still, and that's pretty farcical to me.
No.
I'm all about, like, freedom, but, like, I'm happy for people to smoke, don't care, but it just feels like from the perspective of people who try to get things banned, you think they'd be trying harder to get cigarettes banned. I don't know why they're not. I'm not saying they should. Which is interesting to me that we've not done it yet. I think because it makes a lot of money.
It makes a lot of money.
Because there's people addicted to it, you might as well
equally
tax it.
You could make the same argument about alcohol.
Yeah, we know it's bad, it's one of the worst things for you.
Mm-hmm.
But
in terms of alcohol-related injuries and death, it like tops the list.
We really downplay it as well, don't we, as a society? We still get adverts for it.
Yeah.
Like we get Carling adverts and all these really sexy adverts for like Campari, Viva Green and stuff going, yeah, I look how sexy we are with our Campari. But the difference is, this is sold for like maybe one drink in a while.
Yeah.
Not to just drink the whole bottle in one night.
Yeah, drink responsibly.
That's the whole thing.
All that jargon.
But like, vaping is, at what point are you being irresponsible? Because you see people just chain vaping, don't you? Like they'll smoke constantly.
Yeah,
every
yeah, that's the other
day
thing.
Day in and day out, constantly.
That's the other thing. A cigarette, you're at least limited generally by how often you can go outside. Or, like, you're limited in your capacity to be able to smoke generally for the vast majority of the population, I would say.
Yeah.
Whereas if with a vape pen, you can sit outside, inside, you can sit pretty much anywhere. And just, like you say, do it constantly until your battery runs out. And that could potentially be far worse, depending on. So, like,
it can't be good, can it?
No,
constantly
it
breathing
be.
In vapor. It
you're
just doesn't
breathing.
Seem good.
You're breathing in some sort of vapor generated from an oil. Like, you don't. You know when you know, like you're working with glue and paint. It's like, please do not inhale the fumes. And it's kind of like these chemicals, whatever they are. Like, inhale it. It's fine.
The politics around it is interesting.
What do you mean?
Because you get people who see it as sort of like this perfect expression of individualism, where they go, I have my vape, this is me saying to you, look, I can do whatever I want, stop trying to take things away from us, you know, you took cigarettes away from us, we're not, but you know what, we've evolved, we've got vapes now, are you going to take these away from us now? I don't think so, buddy. And I don't think that many people really want to take vapes away. I think people are just concerned about the health of people who they know
and their
families.
I think that's exactly it, and it's more about the appeal to kids and stuff. Because again, at the minute, I don't know how much regulation there is around a child buying a vape.
I don't know what the law is on that. Like, obviously, not being a child, and I don't speak to children, I wouldn't know what the situation is if they were to try and buy one. And from what I can remember, you have to be over 18 to go in certain shops.
Yeah.
Like the one around here, the vape shop, you've got to be 18. And I think if you did go in there and you're buying a kid a vape, that's on you. That's pretty fucked up.
I think the other issue with all of that is the fact that basically you can go online to buy a vape very easily.
Yeah.
Go on eBay, Amazon, whatever. But with cigarettes, you can't exactly go online and order cigarettes because there's tight rules and regulations around it.
Yeah, you can. Amazon alone has endless supply of vapes you can buy, different vape types, different prices, obviously, different makes and models. And that alone is kind of weird as well. Like, kids can easily buy that online.
Yeah.
Kids have access to the internet more now than they ever did before. Like, my nieces and nephews all have iPads and stuff, and they're like 10,
yeah.
And they have internet access on there. I don't know what kind of parental controls they have on there, but...
So that's what I mean, like, the accessibility to them seems to be greater than cigarettes, because at least cigarettes you have to buy in a shop, largely. I mean, I haven't checked online to see if you can buy them.
But suppose as well, like, if a kid does have access to the internet, do they also have access to their own debit card as well? If we're talking kids in, like, what age range are we talking here?
A sort of secondary school age or high school age. So
like teenagers.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they probably will have their own money.
Yeah.
In some way, like either allowance or they have their own part-time job or whatever. So yeah, if they did have access to money, I can see them buying vapes and stuff without their parents knowing.
But again, I don't know how strict the ID processes around vapes. Plus, no one's going to raise an eyebrow at a kid vaping necessarily at this point, I don't think. Because with smoking, there's this kind of a stigma around it. Whereas with vaping, it's still very much seen as a trendy, kind of cool thing to do.
It's very futuristic, isn't it? Like, I like that from that perspective.
Yeah.
Like, I like how if you go back 50 years and you told someone, by the way, I know everyone's smoking right now, but in the future, we're all going to have these electronic devices that look like pens, and they're going to produce vapor that tastes like things like strawberry. They're like, what? That's insane. That's so futuristic. But we're here now. We've reached that point.
When you say it like that, it does sound kind of ridiculous.
I'd like it. I like it when we have technology that emulates something else. That we don't need smoking anymore. We have vaping, which is just a more high-tech version because we've progressed as a society. I think that's what people could do. Do you think vaping will overtake smoking?
I think it already has, hasn't it?
I don't know the statistics. Again, this is the Ramble reports we never do. But from what I can see, just walking down the street, there are a lot more people vaping than there are smoking now.
Yeah.
It's very rare for me to see someone smoking. Like, when I go nights out, I can see more people vaping.
I think it's because the cost is kind of also part of the issue, but the cost is largely related to the fact that no one seems to be discouraging it, and it's not regulated, so there's no tax rules around it. Because the price of alcohol and cigarettes is largely tied to the fact that they're both heavily taxed.
Well, let me pose a scenario to you as well. Like, if you had a girl you liked, or like, I'll pose this to all the listeners out there. Say if you like someone and you're getting on with them, you're dating them, and you found out that A, they either smoked or they vaped. What would you prefer they did if they had to do one of the two?
I think it's hard to say, but it comes purely down to the fact that, for me at least, it comes down to the fact that smoking leaves a worse smell.
Yeah. Yeah, it does a lot worse. It's just such a cliche as well.
Yeah.
Smoking, man. I'm bored of it now. Like, people our age are always smoking, doing random shit like this. And I just don't feel a lot of people our age smoke for the right reasons. Like, I get old people who smoke if they're stressed and they want to relax or something, or they just need a nicotine rush.
Yeah.
And I get people our age do have very stressful lives, but I feel like the only reason they smoke is because either they're addicted now, or they did it originally to be cool.
Mm.
Like, they started when they were about 16, outside like a shop or on a field, and they did it just because, oh, I'm really trendy now, I'm smoking. True smokers are the people who do it alone with no one around to watch.
Oh yeah. But I suppose that leads us back to the health epidemic that potentially could be caused by this vaping. So I'm hoping that the current cause of the current influx of these this new illness in America that seems to be attributed to vaping might encourage more detailed research.
Could it be, though, that this vaping causing this, you know, this thing that's causing the illness in America is done by like one type of vape liquid? Like specifically, could it be just a certain brand?
The problem is, at the minute, we don't have answers about it. We don't know, and no one knows enough in detail about the long-term health effects of vaping.
I mean, if people, like you said, are getting these lung problems, that's all I need to know. Because it makes sense to me.
Yeah, because you're ingesting, you're inhaling a foreign
a chemical.
Yeah, like a
foreign. So the people who do this, they must know in the back of their head that, like, what I'm doing right now is probably going to kill me, but I'm going to do it anyway. But then we get the same thing with smokers and alcoholics. People who, not alcoholics, but just people who drink a lot. If they're doing it, but they must know. They do know.
No, but
the warnings are everywhere.
No, but think about it. Like, the people who used to smoke before all the health stuff came out, they didn't think there was anything wrong with it. Same is happening now with vaping. People do it because they're like, this is much better for you than smoking. And it's like, this is fine, this is good for you.
And there are loads of reports online as well of like companies who are like selling vape liquids. They're funding research into vapes to give like a positive test and a positive report. So journalists can obviously latch onto it and go, yeah, vaping's fine according to these scientific results funded by the vape companies.
Well, they did exactly the same with cigarettes.
Yeah, it's just, we're just history repeating itself.
It's all just swings and roundabouts.
It's just a high-tech version of smoking again.
Yeah, I think the problem is the access. The main problem with it to me is the accessibility to it.
It is really readily available. Like, I could leave right now and within 5 minutes I could return with a vape pen and liquid.
Yeah.
And this room would be smoky within 30 seconds.
And how long does the liquid tend to last?
Well, Johnny smokes it, and his liquids, from what I can kind of remember, last maybe 3 days ish.
I think 3 days, right?
I'm just guessing. I don't really pay much attention to it.
I mean, if someone was to buy a comparable amount of cigarettes, how many would they need to buy?
It's a lot more, yeah. It depends on what you smoke as well. But if you're chain smoking, because people chain vape now, they don't just have one puff of a vape and leave it. Like, you know, like you could have one cigarette and not smoke all day again.
Yeah.
But now most don't if they're a smoker, but I don't know, maybe you could burn through 20 cigarettes in a day. Maybe more. I knew people at uni who could burn through 40 a day.
Wow, really?
Easy, yeah. Because they just chain smoke. Non-stop. They'll have a cigarette. A couple of minutes later, they'll have another one.
That's insane.
As if somehow it's been an hour in their head.
That's insane.
These people are going to die.
I think the same problem.
Some horrible shit.
Same problems arising with vaping.
What else do we know about vaping? That I think the culture of vaping is very kind of, it's like we said before, it's quite hipstery.
Yeah, and a lot of people actually like do a lot of like, they're very proud of which mods they use, the kind of device itself, not the tube, but the bottom,
yeah,
where the battery, the kind of battery compartment of them.
There's a lot of trading going on, I'm guessing. Is that there's magazines now dedicated to vaping.
Yeah, there's a lot of customization.
There's a podcast dedicated to vaping.
Yeah, it's the customization culture, so you're right, people do use it as kind of a way to express their own identity.
It's like cars, you know? People have their own custom model cars. There's magazines about that. Beyblade, dude, there's fucking everything. Yu-Gi-Oh cards, it's the same kind of thing. As long as you have your own kind of customized, if you can theory craft a product, you're gonna get a following. Like, you can theory craft a vape, you can say what has the best coil in it, in theory,
yeah,
what could be the best battery or whatever the hell.
Yeah.
And you can theory craft like the most optimal vape, and you can get like cookie cutter vapes that are the very best you can get, like optimal standard,
yeah,
right now. And if you don't have that, you're not going to get the best vape experience. And then you get people coming up with all these alternative vapes that are like, oh, it's not, maybe it's not the meta, but it's like alternative, so it's cool in its own way, you know.
I think what concerns me with all of that as well, just the wealth of choice that there is.
Yeah, I think that's fun though. I like that. Like if I was a vapist, I do enjoy that. I have a lot of options.
What I mean is, you've got so much choice with the oils, especially with the mods and all the rest of it, that you can't necessarily like it. It becomes harder to identify the bad elements within
them.
Oh
yeah, sure.
Because they're just lost in the haze of
the vape haze.
About like 1,000 other equivalent products. But I think you're right. The culture around it isn't necessarily a bad one, because it's, you know, any kind of subculture phenomena that brings people together. Like Shua. Absolutely nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, there's obviously, if it's something's bringing people together, even if it's killing them, there's some silver lining. It's always nice to know there's communities coming about and businesses that, you know, jobs are being created from vape shops, you know, they're employing people. Obviously there's a lot of jobs involved with the actual production of the vape. In factories and stuff, and there's marketing teams, there's
mm-hmm.
lawyers, probably, I don't really know the regulation yet, I don't think anyone does, but they're probably working on it as we speak. Copywriters are involved, there's goddamn graphic designers involved. It's a product, so there's gotta be jobs.
Yeah.
And that's good. A lot of jobs were fucking destroyed when cigarettes lost their marketing ability.
Oh yeah.
And advertising ability. Loads of advertisers in our business, because the main clients were like Marlboro Reds.
Yeah, I really enjoyed the old Lambert and Butler adverts as well. You know,
they were good adverts.
Yeah,
they were really
they were
good
entertaining.
Adverts. Yeah, they were well made, genius adverts.
Yeah,
Like through the likes of Mad Men and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, like I say, when they lost their advertising ability, that was it. Can you advertise vapes? Yeah, I've never seen any advert on TV for them.
No, but I think there will be probably.
Just not in the UK.
Probably not, but I know like. Because in the UK we don't really have it. When you think of a branded vape, like the brand when it comes to vapes, you can't really think. Now in America, from what I know, it's Juul.
Juul,
yeah.
Yeah.
Which is like the big top brand in vaping. And I think they're starting to expand globally.
Yeah, you're always going to get someone who's top dog with every product.
But that's good as well when you've got a kind of visible face of vaping. Then all of the bad negative press can go towards an entity which is accountable for it.
Yeah, like, the bigger they get, the more accountability is going to be
like,
expected of them.
You look at fast food, for instance, that's had a lot of flack over the years as well. McDonald's, being the biggest fast food company, always get the press, always get the negative press, and are always the ones that have to instigate change. So by having Juul as like the de facto head of vaping, or the lead brand, it kind
yeah.
of helps put a face to this concept.
Yeah, it helps us find like a source of accountability, because if the bigger you get, the more accountable you have to become, the more socially responsible you have to
and,
be,
and more importantly,
the more environmentally invest. Be responsible.
And they'll be meant to invest in the problem.
Yeah, because if they don't, there's going to be loss of profit, and obviously the reputation of the company will. If you lose face, that's terrible. You know, reputation's everything. Even though, like, since they're not as, like, you get, like, McDonald's, like, if someone discovered that they were cooking babies at McDonald's, like, if someone found a baby in a Happy Meal,
oh, yeah,
and someone was eating babies, it wouldn't matter. People still go to McDonald's because it's just too big to die. It's just too big. It can't die. It's everything now. It's just too much money, and it's on every single street in the world, and people just can't stop going to it. Because
yeah.
it's a cheap source of food that's relatively nice to some people.
Yeah. Well, in some areas, it's actually cheaper than the groceries. It's actually more cost effective to feed your family on fast food than it is.
And then it costs the taxpayer less money because they die sooner.
Mm-hmm.
It's all part of a dark system, my boy. But, yeah, so this vape company is good that they're actually getting more popular, because then we can say, hey, what's in it?
And yeah, hold someone accountable.
Yeah.
Hopefully invest.
Who invented the vape?
I'm not really sure. I think it's
Jonathan J. Vape.
Let's find out on Google. Google will give us the answer. This is great radio.
Yeah, very professional.
Apparently, the idea of an electronic cigarette was in 1927.
What?
Joseph Robinson in 1927. However, it was in 1963 when Herbert Gilbert and his smokeless non-tobacco cigarette made vaping popular.
So vaping's technically been around since the 60s?
Yep. The Chinese firm Hon Leek made the first modern e-cigarette in the mid-2000s.
Okay.
So it has been around a while, but I don't know why it's suddenly come into fruition, like come just suddenly in the mainstream.
Where did it start? I think 2000, I want to say 2012, maybe a bit later than that.
I'd say probably 14.
Yeah, 2014, 2015, people just first started seeing them. They were very small back then though. But now it seems to have gotten bigger. Some of them are huge. Some of them are the size of your hand.
Yeah, and the first early ones used to be in the shape of cigarettes as well.
Yeah, so they're small as shit.
Mm-hmm.
But now they're big.
And they weren't flavoured. They didn't have that kind of aspect going for
them. Oh, yeah. I forgot about them, yeah. Cancer patients, when they're having weed, a lot of them now have like vaporised weed.
Yeah, the extracted oil, the THC oil.
Yeah. I think the CBD oil as well,
yeah.
The vape form. So yeah, there's some good uses for it, I guess. Because vaping isn't just exclusive to the liquid. You can vape weed. You can vape marijuana.
Yeah.
I don't know how healthy that is, but you can get like a dry herb vaporizer, which costs like £200.
Yeah.
And that's supposed to be really good. The reviews for it are pretty great. A lot of Reddit reviews on it, so I prefer Reddit reviews to product reviews. So I don't feel like you can always trust reviews on Amazon. I think a lot of them might be fake.
No, there's a whole... That's a different podcast, but I've heard that there's a lot of controversy around the Amazon review process.
It's a lot of reviews. Like, any kind of review thing on a website is always open to being, like, corrupt. Just people making loads of fake accounts to either upvote or downvote a product.
Oh.
But yeah, like you say, it's a different podcast.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Oh, we say it's a different podcast. We did that last time. We just kept talking about it. It devolved into Epstein and bloody DMT.
Conspiracy theory, the vape industry is funding Epstein.
Dude, there's probably a conspiracy involving vape. Like, it's funded by the CIA to kill everyone.
Oh, there'll be an unknown chemical in it which, when activated, will...
It says on to spies, like activators.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Would it be cool or would it be frightening?
Well, everyone has sleeper agents because of vape.
Yeah, sleeper age.
I think I like the idea of sleeper agents, so I'm all for it. But, I am scared of the idea that vaping does come from some sinister place. That's why there's no information about it.
I mean, I think like all of these companies, ultimately it just stems from the fact that the company's out to make money and they'll do it regardless of the human cost involved.
When's that ever stopped anyone?
Well, that's the problem. We live in frightening times.
Well, it's been gone up since the beginning of time. People made Coca-Cola, people made snake oil in the olden days, as opposed to heal everything, it was just full of heroin and coke. And all sorts of shit and bleach. They don't care. They just want a quick buck. You have to be a certain kind of person to be like... to sell alcohol and tobacco and stuff like that.
What, basically selling poison?
Just morally bankrupt kind of person who just knows full well what they're doing.
Yeah.
But doing it anyway. That's called a psychopath.
It's always psychopaths that seem to get ahead in the business world and all the rest of it.
They do say that you need to be a bit psychopathic to get ahead in the business world, like, because morals don't get you anywhere. What are the three biggest professions? Journalists, police, and what? Psychiatrists.
They're the three biggest professions to be most likely psychopaths.
Are they?
Yeah, currently. So
oh,
journalists,
right.
Psychiatrists, and FBI or police. Some
so
kind of
law
like.
Law enforcement, basically.
Yeah, law enforcement, yeah.
Oh, that's really fascinating. Where'd you hear that?
It was on Hannibal, the TV show.
Okay.
And one of the reporters was saying, according to like a certain the cited a psychiatrist, and I looked him up online, he actually did say it. So they were just quoting him in the show.
Yeah.
So it is a thing some guy said.
Okay.
You know, you don't have to believe this guy, but it's interesting to think.
No, it would. It does kind of speak to a certain element in humans.
So when they get these people making these vapes, knowing what's in it but not giving a shit and just putting it out there, that's kind of an issue, and you think, you know, it's nothing different though. People have died at the beginning of time. They've always sold something they know is not good, but because people like it and they'll pay for it, why not? It's all part of the freedom thing, isn't it? That we have the right to choose what we want to do to ourselves at the end of the day. If you want to commit suicide slowly, then that's our choice.
Well, on that bright note, I think it's time for the Ramble Report to sign off.
Yeah, I think that's I think we've blown the lid off the whole thing. That's vaping solved.
We've sold it. Brilliant.
Vaping is, like we said, it's, well, you can listen to it. We've said it all and it's solved now. We don't need to worry about it anymore. I'm going to sleep now.
Let us know your thoughts, listeners.
Yeah, comment.
Because we'd love
like
to hear
and
from actual.
Or whatever YouTube does, even though we're not on YouTube.
We'd like to hear from some actual vapers to actually know whether what we've said hits home or whether or not we're actually chatting shit, as we have in the last few episodes. So please do get in touch.
I mean, they like chances are we are, but yeah, get in touch and then we'll probably get you on the show, maybe.
Drop us an email at ramblereport@gmail.com.
There you go. And I think soon we're going to have our own Patreon page up.
Maybe.
Maybe the
we'll
next
see.
Three episodes or one. That'll be cool. So if you want to help us out, you know, keep an eye out for that. It's always good to get more funding so our voices sound better or better equipment just to...
And to almost be half legitimate in our operation.
Mm-hmm. We could have guest stars on, we can like have buffets and catering for these people and a studio with soundproof walls and chairs that are comfortable and a desk that hasn't got a load of shit on it.
And live streams. We can do
live streams. We can actually record ourselves. That'd be sick.
All this and more.
Thank you very much.